Greg, KF4EJY.
How you been, Elijah?
Busy, busy. Complaining. I definitely need it.
I'm good. Been busy the last couple weeks, which is a good thing.
That, I know business was slowing down a little bit there for a bit.
Whole year has just been off. I'll be glad when it's over and try to start off a new and a fresh.
I get that. Yeah, the whole end of my year has been all off, but it's picking back up around Christmas, which is weird because usually that's when I'm slowing down, but I'll take it. I can definitely use the extra cash.
It usually picks up for me this month. People just, businesses buying stuff for employees or stuff where they don't have to spend money or pay taxes, you know, being that tax write-off, that kind of thing. So, just December generally picks up for me, but I'm really glad it did this year.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, the tax write-off stuff, yeah. Well, that would make sense then. So, how you been doing other than that? Family doing good?
We've been going good. Still just trying to get everything back to where it was at for everybody. Not for me, but I didn't have any trouble. So, just trying to been help out where I can, when I can.
I hear that. I've quoted probably a dozen insurance jobs and just waiting on the insurance companies to make decisions. So, you know, a lot of this stuff, you know, people aren't going to be getting their houses back together until February, maybe the end of January next year.
People up there where I'm at or north of me, that it'll be years before they get their houses back where they were at.
No, which is awful. I mean, if they even build their houses back there.
Won't be able to, that's for sure.
Some of them don't even have a plot where their house was. Can't build back on top of all that mud, all that sediment that washed in. Be curious to see how this all plays out, but I hate it for all those people up there still going through all that.
KO4HX, how's that brother of yours doing?
He's doing all right, I guess. Supposed to, I might end up seeing him Saturday. He's been doing good, you know, still just bouncing around doing the whole home thing. So that's been rough on them lately.
Is somebody the horn get them moving?
Good. But yeah, he's doing all right. Just trying to stay busy and just working with the contractors and insurance company, and you know, it's like talking to a wall most days with the insurance companies.
I know that all too well.
I've heard him on a little bit more. He tries, it seems like he's been, now that he's kind of got his radio figured out, he's still trying to figure out the antenna. He thinks the way he's got it running through the firewall may be causing a lot of interference. So, sounds like we got to figure out how to rerun his antenna cable so that it stops. It's like his receiving is poor.
Don't worry about it. It may not be his antenna, but it could be. And just have to go back to it and see.
I mean, it seems like the repeater's been pretty noisy here lately, and I think that might be contributed some to it, but we ended up switching him over to a mag mount, and a lot better.
May have a better connection to ground, where he gets his ground plane.
That might have a lot to do with it. So, anyways, well, I'm Destiny here. I just want to jump on and say hey real quick. I haven't been on the radio in a while, so I want to say 7-3s. It was good to talk to you again, Patrick, KI4EJY, and I'll be clear on your last.
I hope you and Kristen have a wonderful Christmas, and Happy New Year if I don't talk to you again. KO4HKX, mobile.
Roger,
KI4DOS
mobile.
Hey, Gary, what you doing out today?
We're going over here to the clock over here on Hamburg and 183 to get Joy a cheeseburger plate.
Good plan. I'm about ready for something to eat myself, but it's going to be a little while.
Well, I hate that, but that is what it is. I got my footings poured and base plates, little standoff plates for the post put in today. And so I think I'm going to maybe start working on the deck a little bit tomorrow.
I'd say I'd come help you, but I already got plans for tomorrow and Saturday.
That's not a problem. Steven is... He's supposed to get off about 1 o'clock tomorrow, and he said he'd come over as soon as he got off work. He'll be right there somewhere around Easley, so he should be there about 1:30 or so. And we'll do a little bit. And I'm not in a rush, but I'm kind of getting excited now that I got all the stuff there to get it put together. You know how that goes.
Gonna wait a little bit, the way you talk, but I guess not.
I do, but I got to looking at that front porch, and it was getting in bad shape, and had a couple of boards that were pretty well rotten, and I didn't want Joy to go out the front door and hit a step or something, and the dang thing fall, and then I'd really be in a world of mess.
That's a good thing, but don't want you to get out there and overdo it either.
I'm taking my time with it, and Joy's watching me, and the lady across the street came over, and she told me, she said, don't you overdo it. I said, I'm not. So she's watching me, and she said her husband Mark was off tomorrow, and she said, I'll tell Mark. She asked me if I was going to work on it tomorrow, and I said, well, I may. I don't know. I said, I'm going to try to do a little something. And she said, well, I'll tell Mark to come over, and you know, when he gets up, I'll get him over there, and he can help you. They just had a big old deck put on the back of their house, or on the end of it, and he went out there and helped the guy that was building it for him. Man did a real good job, and it looks really nice, so maybe if Mark comes over, I'll have plenty of help.
Well, I got to work on Grandpa's van tomorrow. I already told him I'd do that, so I don't even know exactly what it is yet.
About to make a turn, but Grandpa's come first.
His van towed home something with the cooling system, so I got to go look at it and try to figure out what's going on and get it fixed. That way he can keep the roads hot running back and forth over there to visit with his lady friend, as he calls her.
That, as long as he's out moving around, he's at least doing something.
I don't have a problem with it. I like to tease him about it.
He'd probably take it.
That's where I learned most of mine from, was hanging out with him.
Goodness, yeah, payback's rough.
Get up to other than footings and getting your deck ready.
Joy got her Christmas present. It came in the mail today. We don't buy each other stuff, you know, for Christmas much. But she wanted this pair of earrings, and I told her to go ahead and order them, and she did. They came in today, and she's walking around the house with her new earbobs in.
Oh, good for her, and I'm glad she's enjoying them. I just left visiting with Tom and Miss Bernice over there.
How doing? She sounded good on the radio.
She looked like she's doing great. I mean, for somebody that just had a hip replacement yesterday, she seems to be doing really well.
I'm glad she's doing as well as she is and hope she continues to do that well. My sister-in-law had her hip replaced, and oh gosh, she's a whining and carrying on. It's just amazing. I mean, I know it's not that bad on her. I know it's bad, but I've known a lot of people that have had that done, and she's milking it for all it's worth. She's her son's taking care of her, and so it is what it is.
She's doing great. Sitting there at the kitchen table, and as I was leaving, she got up to move around a little bit. She's using her walker, so like I said, for somebody that just had a major surgery and a hip replacement, she's doing really well.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Patrick, I'm here at the drive-thru. I got to pull up my order, so I'll be off here for just a minute or two. But you and Miss Elise have a good evening, and we'll talk to you in just a minute, I hope. KO4HKX, KI4DOS Mobile.
I'll be around for a while. I'm still out here on Wade Hampton, so I got a little while. KO4HKX, Mobile.
We're done. Now I got to wait in line to get up to the window to get food and film. I don't know how good I'm getting into the repeater, because the building is between me and the repeater.
You are full quieting, so don't worry about it. KO4HKX. HKX must not be able to hear anything, though.